This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into its eastern waters as it continued a recent streak of weapons tests, apparently aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over a stalled nuclear diplomacy. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say what kind of ballistic missile it was or how far the weapon flew. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory to ships, but did not immediately know where the weapon landed. The U.S. had earlier reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on the North's nuclear weapons program, and President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is scheduled to meet soon with U.S. allies in Seoul to discuss prospects for talks with North Korea. Ethiopian military airstrikes hit the capital of the country, Tigray's, and region and killed at least three people, according to witnesses on Monday, returning the war abruptly to the city after several months of peace. The airstrikes came days after a military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have been fighting Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. It has not seen fighting since late June, when the Tigray forces retook much of the region and Ethiopian troops withdrew. Since then, Ethiopia's federal government has called all able citizens to crush the three Tigray fighters who dominated the national government for 27 years before being sidelined by the prime minister. What began as a political dispute in Africa's second most populous country has now killed thousands of people. The state-owned Ethiopian press agency, citing the Air Force, reported that communication towers and equipment were attacked, and that the utmost